Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, from a brand new social media influencer degree to a spooktacular house transformation, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us to tell us about all of those little quirky stories that just didn't quite make the headlines this week. Shane, how are we doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, good. All set for the bank? Hollier?
Yes, all set. I am going to the Leinster match tomorrow.
What?
Yes. They're the team in blue, I'm told.
It has to be a freebie or something, is it? There's no way you're going to that by choice.
I'm not paying into it, no. So they're playing in blue, so I have to cheer for the team in blue, and they're playing the Lions. So yeah, I've never been to the Aviva, and I've never been to a rugby match, so I'm interested to see.
Oh my God.
Now, if it keeps raining...
Stop, you haven't... What? This is like the day you told me you hadn't been to Donegal before.
I don't even know how you get to the Aviva, but I'll work it out by tomorrow.
What, is there a reason you're going or just going
to see
day out?
Yeah, life is for living. Yeah,
but I'm thrilled to hear you say that.
If it continues raining, I won't, but weather permitting.
And what about the rest of the weekend?
Nothing else planned so far.
Have you anything on? I'm going home.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I'm going home today. So I'll probably go out for a little while this evening.
Lovely.
And probably go out for a little while tomorrow. And take it easy, maybe on Sunday. Yeah, the weather, you're right, wouldn't it? Look, if it's like this here, can you imagine what it's going to be like at home? Anyway. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yes.
Love it.
Now, I love a table quiz. One of the benefits of doing this shift is that you get to go home early. I spend all day every day watching The Chase. I absolutely love the table quiz. There aren't enough table quizzes around the country as far as I'm concerned, which is why I wanted to go to Roscommon.
Why?
This is the home of the table quiz. The news this week is that a Tuesday night pub quiz, which started all the way back in October 1984, 40 years ago, in a Roscommon pub, has continued on a weekly basis ever since.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's fantastic. So it's Spells Bar in Ballyhadrine, and they're celebrating their 40th anniversary of the weekly pub quiz this week. And now people are wondering, is this the longest running pub quiz in the county or the country or maybe
It must be.
Or further afield. I think it must be. Because table quizzes, you don't see them on a lot. Occasionally they're on in pubs. But to have one every single Tuesday night uninterrupted.
40 years
is amazing. And the role of the quiz master is rotated between quiz goers weekly. So a big kind of club involved here where people know each other.
A great idea.
Yeah.
Well, if you know of, if you think you can beat, what did you call it? Spells Bar in Ballyhadrine.
Yeah.
With their quiz every Tuesday night for 40 consecutive years. Let us know. It's 087 1400 106. What's comedian Emma Doran up to?
The New Ross Standard has this great story. Emma Doran, very well-known comedian. She's always on the telly and the radio. And the visit of comedian Emma Doran to New Ross left her fans in stitches, we're told, after she admitted that she walked out of a local pub without paying for her food.
Oh my God.
It's happened all
I know.
It's happened me.
There's nothing worse than that fear of...
Yeah. It happened to me during COVID where we were doing the outdoor dining and just got up and left and forgot all about it until the next day.
I had an experience in with coffee once, but I went straight back. And you know,
it's only 2 euro, yeah.
You're over apologizing. You're so mortified.
I know.
Well, I thought the other person had paid, so.
Yeah, but it does happen. And this happened last Friday. Emma went into Spider's Own Brian's in New Ross for some pub grub. If you want to know what she ordered, she got a warm chicken and bacon salad with a side of chips and a Coke Zero. But after she left, staff were in a flap panicking as they realised she hadn't paid her bill. They actually went around and searched the bathrooms of the pub to see where she was, and she was gone. Then the pub owner, Jenny O'Brien, went into Aldi the next morning, met someone who was at Emma Doran's show in New Ross, and Emma had made a joke about spiders, but she didn't say, "I forgot to pay." She was just talking about the pub in general. They were laughing about that in Aldi, and then later Jenny went on Instagram and someone sent her the Instagram post where Emma said all that she'd been doing in New Ross, and she said, "I also had food in O'Brien's, spiders, and left without paying." And she says that she's going to revolute the pub for it. Now, she also said, "The fact I'm leaving the country today is purely a coincidence." So not only did she forget to pay, she then emigrated for a while from the country. Jenny's father, who ran the pub, he's 66 years of age, he's made the joke that she'd have some job revoluting me. So I presume she's fixed up her bill.
I'm sure she has. A total accident. Sure. Yeah. It happened to the best of us. This reminds me, my neighbours, years and years and years ago, you know, when you had the kids' birthday parties, this song was always played. And they used to have, like, I'm trying to think back, the parents used to have this game that we used to play to this. There was like a dance and everything, and you had to...
There's the birthday song dance.
There is the dance, yeah, but there was some game that tied into it as
Maybe they stopped the music and whoever isn't dancing is out or something like that.
Oh my God, I think it could have been that.
Yeah, could be that.
Well, that wasn't just, they didn't just make that up then.
No, I think I've seen that before. Anyway, that is the birdie song. And we didn't do the hand gestures that we should have done for that.
I know, yeah.
But the reason we're talking about it is because everyone is in a flap in Cork, we're told. Bird watchers have been left surprised after finding a robin in West Cork, which came all the way from France. Now, when I heard this story, I was like, is that a big deal? Because, you know, swallows come from South Africa.
I did see
here.
This online all right during the week.
You know, like, birds do migrate for winter and stuff like that. However, apparently robins only stay a few kilometres from where they hatch as chicks. So they really are home birds. They don't move anywhere. They don't emigrate. But a woman in West Cork got the surprise of her life when she found a robin with the word Paris written on its leg, on a ring on the leg. And further research by Birdwatch Ireland discovered the bird had been ringed just 2 weeks previously in Calais in France, which is a journey of more than 830 kilometres. So usually they fly a few kilometres. This one did nearly 1,000 kilometres. It's the first record of a robin moving between France and Ireland. And actually, Birdwatch Ireland reckon that the bird's journey may have been longer than just France to Ireland. They think that the bird could have come from Scandinavia or Northern Europe. So mad to get to Cork for some reason.
And is it weather related? Do we know or what a bird watchers?
We don't know. We can't ask the bird, unfortunately. It's the first case of it, so we
don't
know.
Why did you pick West Cork, Robin?
A nice place to go. Yeah. And they are saying if you see any other robins with rings on them, just have a look and see, because it could say where they're from.
Let Birdwatch Ireland know, I suppose, probably what they want to know. This social media influencer degree, it has kicked off in Carlow.
Yeah. Real sign of the times we live
Isn't
in.
It?
A social media influencer course in the Southeast Technological University in Carlow, and it's receiving global media coverage, we are told. So the course, it's the first year of it. It's called Content Creation and Social Media, and it's not just a part-time course or anything like this. It's a four-year degree programme.
I wonder what the Leaving Cert points are for it.
I don't know that. I presume there's an interview involved as well, that you have to prove that you have an aptitude for being an influencer as well.
If I told my parents now, you know.
Well,
but the thing is, it's a different time.
It is.
And so many people are, you know, blogging and and working as whatever, content creators, influencers on the side. And maybe it's something that they want to get into full time. You know, I've kind of changed my tune a bit on it. And I think maybe it's actually no harm if people are doing this full time. You see a lot of them getting into trouble, getting bothered before over, you know, just issues
advertising
with advertising and even, but even from a legal perspective, you know, I've seen some of them and posts they've put up. It might be no harm them having a little bit of media training. I'm told it's 307 points.
Right, okay. Well, I think Carlo are ahead of the times here, because you're going to see more of these courses. Even the fact that if you were to interview children and young people now, what job do you want to be in the future? They will say influencer or YouTuber, things like that. So it is a viable job now for some people. It doesn't work out.
It's a hard industry though to make money.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a creme de la creme will make money at it. And
you and me would know from meeting people who are influencers, they work extremely, extremely hard. I know what it looks like online. And it looks like freebies.
You never know when that paycheck's coming.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee of work. And you can be flavour of the month this year and there's someone to replace you next
and
year.
And to try and build up that following and to have content every day. I mean, I look at them and go, I have nothing to talk about today.
Yeah.
And they keep the content going. So anyway, the course is doing very, very well. 15 wannabe influencers were accepted in the course's first intake earlier this month, and the course modules include creative video, celebrity studies, psychology and data analytics. So it's not as fun as you think. This isn't all going to showbiz parties
but
like you.
Yeah, you're the one going to the Aviva. No, but they're right to have, you know, they need to have the details in about that, about the logistics and the actual mechanics of it all.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That has kicked off in Carlow.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Do you celebrate Halloween?
I can't stand Halloween.
No, I'm not a fan at all.
Absolutely. Now, the blinds will be closed. The lights will be off.
The Grinch. Don't go near the beasties.
No one near me looking for a good
I shouldn't life. Laugh. I'm kind of the same.
Yeah, I can't stand Halloween. I'm doing this for everyone who likes Halloween. I absolutely, if the day passed and it wasn't acknowledged, I'd be even happier. Horrible. And I see all the teachers, like some of my friends are teachers and they're dressing up today. Hard enough to go in and teach the kids. Now you have to dress up as well princesses and witches. So no, zero interest in it. But I'm aware other people love it. Some people think Halloween should be bigger than Christmas. Like they're
no, I don't buy into that at all.
Anyway, so we're not fans of Halloween. Others clearly are. We're going to Down, up to Down for our last story, because a Down couple have transformed their home into a haunted Halloween spectacle, all to raise funds and awareness for a local women's aid charity.
Fair play to them.
We'll allow them that, because it's for charity. This is Darren and Sharon Sterrett, who have created the spooky house of horrors in the garden of their home in Bangor. And the Halloween display in their home has everything from skeletons to a jumping spider and a scarecrow, as well as a dragon blowing smoke. So this isn't a few decorations.
No, this is something impressive.
Full on.
Yeah.
And they've been creating the Halloween extravaganza since lockdown, because during lockdown kids couldn't come trick-or-treating, so they wanted to have something nice outside. And in fairness to them, since then, over the past 4 years, they've raised over 18,000 quid for local charities.
That's incredible. Yeah,
yes.
Great shout. I'm not a subscriber of any of the Halloween activities. I haven't done any. I probably should do something, you know what, and try and change my tune on it. But
yeah, no thanks.
All right. Enjoy your rugby match and the rest
Thank
of your
you.
Bank holiday.
Say hello to everyone in Donegal.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.